De Roquefort followed his quarry through Avignon's deserted streets. A warm rain fell in steady sheets. They left buildings behind and came to the Rhone River. The woman was 30 meters away, running down a bridge out onto the river. A greenish bolt of lightning flashed overhead. He shook the rain from his eyes and saw her racing toward the end of the fourth span, which he knew would take her halfway out into the Rhone with nowhere to go. The spans of this bridge to the other side had washed away 300 years ago. He dashed after her. He didn't want to shoot. He needed her alive. Even more important, he needed what she carried. So he sent a bullet to her left, at her feet. She stopped and turned to face him. He rushed forward, gun leveled. She stood at the end of the fourth span, nothing but darkness and water behind her. A clap of thunder violated the air. Wind came in wild gusts. Rain poured across his face.
"Who are you?" he asked.
She wore a black bodysuit that matched her dark skin. Her head sheathed in a tight hood. Only her face was visible. She carried a gun in the left hand, a plastic shopping bag in the other. She extended the shopping bag out over the edge. "Let's not get hasty," she said.
"I could simply shoot you."
"Shoot me. The books swim in their own. The current will take them away."
"Apparently, we seek the same thing."
"You're a quick one."
"Looks like we have a standoff," he said.
"I wouldn't say that." She released her grip, and the bag disappeared into the blackness. She used his moment of surprise to raise her gun and fire, but De Roquefort pivoted left and dropped to the wet stones. He saw the woman leap over the edge. He stood, dashed over, and saw below him a stone platform, about 8 feet down, part of a pylon that supported the outer arch. He saw the woman yank up the bag and disappear beneath the bridge. He hesitated only an instant and jumped. An engine roared, and he saw a motorboat shoot out from under the far side of the bridge and speed away. Who was this? She understood the significance of the book and the journal. Most important, she knew his every move. He came to his feet and stepped beneath the bridge out of the rain where the boat had been moored. She'd also planned a clever escape. He was about to climb back up when something in the darkness caught his attention. He bent down. A book lay on the soaked stone beneath the overpass. He brought it close to his eyes, straining to read a few of the words. Lars Nell's notebook. She'd lost it during her hasty retreat. He smiled. He now possessed part of the puzzle. Not all, but maybe enough. And he knew precisely how to learn the rest.